Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Elio. It's a Disney Pixar film, but we're going to read the book. It was adapted by Amy Muretta, illustrated by Kenneth Anderson, and designed by Tony Fedgerin. And it is read today by Mommy and... What's your name? What do you go by? Meow? Are you a cat? Mommy and her cat. And that is that. Here we go. Elio Solis packed up his gear and went to the beach. Each day he hoped aliens would finally arrive to take him to outer space. He waited and waited and waited some more, even if it meant spending most of his time alone. One evening, two boys named Caleb and Bryce found Elio's spot. Bryce was interested in Elio's homemade radio, but when Caleb started messing with it, Elio got upset. The boys yanked the radio back and forth until the antenna poked Elio's eye. Ouch! Security from the nearby military base broke up the scuffle. Elio knew he was in big trouble. Elio's aunt Olga worked at the military base. She was upset that Elio had gotten into a fight. She told him to wait in her office, but Elio snuck into her meeting instead. An analyst named Gunther Melmack believed that he had uncovered a message from outer space and wanted to respond. Olga wasn't impressed, but Elio was thrilled. Aliens were real? When the coast was clear, Elio recorded a message at Melmack's computer asking the aliens to pick him up. He hit send. After Elio and Olga got home, Elio frantically prepared for the aliens' arrival. But Olga had other plans. He would go to summer camp to make new friends and stay out of trouble. "Your life isn't up there, Elio," she said. "It's down here." Elio climbed to the roof and gazed at the stars. He still believed the aliens were out there, but he had never felt so alone. The next morning, Olga dropped Elio off at Camp Carver, where he discovered something terrible. Caleb and Bryce were there too. Elio was trapped. Uh-oh. But it doesn't sound like they're going to be good friends, these guys, huh? Mm-hmm. The day passed, and there were still no sign of aliens. Elio was about to lose hope when a beam of light appeared. He was floating toward a giant spaceship. "It's happening! It's really happening!" Elio cried. On board, Elio was greeted by a supercomputer named She gave him a communidisc, which controlled gravity and allowed him to understand alien languages. Then Ooh brought Elio and the communiverse. Then Ooh brought Elio to the communiverse, a spectacular space city. Three alien ambassadors, Questa, Helix, and Tegman, took Elio on a tour. They even made him a new outfit. The aliens had received Elio's message and believed he was the leader of Earth. Uh-oh. Maybe they misunderstood his message? No, I don't think he can speak for all of mankind, can he? He's gotten himself into a real pickle now. Elio wanted to prove that he belonged with the other leaders so he could stay in the communiverse. He got his chance sooner than he'd expected. A warrior named Lord Grigan had threatened to destroy the communiverse because he wasn't allowed to join. Elio volunteered to negotiate with Grigan. But first, someone needed to take Elio's place on Earth. Ooh used cloning clay to create an exact copy of Elio. Other Elio was ready for the job and stepped through a portal leading to Earth. A while later, a nervous Elio arrived at Grigan's ship. The warrior was quick to anger and wasn't interested in peace with the Communiverse or with Elio. Elio had to find a way off Grigan's ship. As he searched for an escape route, he got tangled in a sticky web that belonged to a huge, toothy worm. Elio learned that the worm was a kid, too. He was Grigan's son, Glordon. Glordon offered to help Elio. The pair left Grigan's ship and made it safely to the Communiverse. Elio told Grigan that he would return Glordon only if he left the Communiverse in peace.
"You are full of surprises," said Grigan. "You have my vow."
Elio and Glordon couldn't believe their plan worked. Before Glordon had to return home, Elio took him on a tour of the Communiverse. It was the most fun they'd ever had. Not only were they each other's first friends, but they also became best friends. Soon it was time for Glordon to go home. Grigan had arrived in the Communiverse and had brought along Glordon's battle armor. Glordon was horrified. If he put it on, he could never take it off. He didn't want to be a warrior like his dad. Elio had a plan. Using cloning clay, he made a copy of Glordon. Glordon could stay hidden in one of the ships while other Glordon took his place in the battle armor. Can I ask you a question? Does that seem like a wise decision? Exactly. The cat and I are raising our eyebrows. We are not sure. This sounds like a great plan. Let's see what happens. Elio brought other Glordon to Grigan, but before long, Grigan realized that other Glordon was not his real son. Grigan arrested the ambassadors and began destroying everything in sight in search of Glordon. Before he could get to Elio, Questa opened a portal to Earth and pushed Elio through it. Elio splashed into the ocean and then swam to shore. He felt like he didn't belong anywhere. And then he heard someone nearby. It was Olga. She had figured out that other Elio was not her Elio. If you're thinking to yourself, how did she figure it out? I'm gonna give you a little clue onto what I think, okay? Now, I know my son really, really well. I know how he walks. I know how he talks. I know how he uses his imagination. I know what his favorite foods are. I know how he responds to things. And I know that if some other alien came in here trying to act like him, he wouldn't get it right. I would know. Yeah, here's the thing. Even where they make you look exactly the same, even in that situation, they won't have your experiences and your history, and they won't have your personality. Clones do not, just doesn't work like that. But also, more importantly, there is no such thing as cloning. It's not a dumb thing. This is science fiction. You know, this isn't real stuff. There's no aliens out there in a big floating cube with portals to Earth. Okay? Okay. So, back to Aunt Olga. She was willing to do anything to get him back, including believing in aliens. Suddenly, there was a big commotion at the base. A ship arrived. Ilya realized it was Glordon's ship. Glordon had accidentally activated the ship to go to Earth and couldn't control it. Ilya and Olga snuck on board. Glordon was sick and needed to get back to the Communiverse as soon as possible. They launched into space. After a while, they heard strange noises. Tap, 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 boom! The ship jolted and shook as it was pelted by debris. Ooh, space debris, like bits of metal out in the atmosphere. Ilya and Olga needed someone to guide them out of the debris field. They called Olga's employee, Melmac. He and his worldwide network of operators came to their aid. Once the ship's path was clear, they spread toward the Communiverse. When they arrived, Grygon rushed to his sick son. He ripped open his battle armor, revealing his true worm form, and swaddled Glordon in a web. Ilio sighed with relief as Glordon slowly regained his energy. The aliens were grateful for Ilio's bravery, and they agreed that he had proven himself. He could stay in the Communiverse. It was everything Ilio had dreamed, but he realized there was something more important to him. "This place is amazing," he said, "but Earth is home. I didn't give it a chance, but now I want to try." He walked over to Olga and held her hand. "With you." Ilio bid farewell to his new friends, and he and Olga returned home together. Whether on Earth or in the vast universe, Ilya was now certain of one thing. He wasn't alone. He had his aunt with him, didn't he? Yeah. And can I just say something to you? You are not alone either. If you have no friends at all, you still have me, right? And I think you're pretty awesome. Yeah. And that you do have friends. You have lots of people in your life that care about you, including every one of our friends who are listening right now. Yeah, they think you're pretty meowsing. Get it? Meowsing? I'm being funny. Anyways, friends, you are not alone. You are well loved. Always remember that. I think you're special too. Just the way you are. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.